Saturday's public meeting was organized by Muncie Community Schools board member Jason Dinetti, the only member not to speak publicly in support of House Bill 1315 and Ball State's plan to run MCS. And those in the audience felt similarly. In 2 hours of public comment, no community member spoke in full support of the bill. The audience was made up of parents of MCS students like Ann Polk and Phil Boltz.
But never in my wildest dreams professionally, as a parent, or as a community member, have I felt so small and powerless.
This is about using the opportunity of the Muncie school funding crisis to float a test balloon for school takeover in Indiana and in the United States.
Some teachers are also skeptical of the plan, says Muncie Teachers Association President Pat Kennedy. She sent out a survey to the teachers on the bill, and of the 195 responses,
we had 11 teachers who said they would stay.
The rest said they would leave if the bill passed, or would only stay if they got to keep their collective bargaining rights. That's something not guaranteed in the bill. Ball State can voluntarily keep those rights intact, but is not required to. Ball State Director of Community Diversity Initiatives, Paris McCurdy, read a statement from University President Jeffrey Mearns, saying the university is anxious to hear what all of MCS feels about this bill.
If the HB 1315 passes and our university board agrees to take on this important responsibility, we will provide many opportunities for families, teachers, MCS staff, and the community to contribute constructive suggestions for our community schools.
While no one fully supported the bill, MCS parent and alumna Willisha Scaife commended fellow community members for not, as she said, attacking Ball State.
Because if and when this passes, and even though our fight is not over and should not be, it is not a fight. It cannot be a fight in our city, our district, and our community against Ball State, because we are one community. It cannot be.
House Bill 1315 is scheduled for a Monday mid-morning conference committee. It does not have any voting members from the Muncie area, but Muncie Democratic Representative Sue Arrington says the committee's makeup could also change.
When you want something to go through and you can't get all four signatures, then you take some people off and put on people that will vote the way the majority wants.
After the conference, it would need to be approved by both General Assembly chambers again before going to the governor's desk. The legislative session must end by law on Wednesday. In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.